Well, once a month, Linda Moulton Howe joins us with her special report. And tonight, you've got it, Andy. Linda Moulton Howe, the Emmy Award-winning television producer, investigative reporter, author. She goes directly to the people at the forefront of science and environmental challenges. Of course, her website, earthfiles.com. Always pay a daily visit to that to get some latest information. Linda Moulton Howe. Hey, Linda, happy Labor Day to you.
Well, hi, George. I'm telling you, this Betty and Barney Hill case that's been around now for more than 40 years, the more that you learn about it, the more incredible it becomes.
I've been so anxious to get this report from you because when I was a kid reporter, 21, 22 years old, I interviewed Dr. Simon.
Right.
The person who hypnotized them, and I can't find the tapes anymore, Linda, so I'm looking forward to this.
Well, we have some hypnosis excerpts tonight, and when I realized that I had never heard anything, really, wasn't even thinking about something from outer space coming to Earth and actually interacting with people until 1975, and I watched that TV program that was called the UFO Incident,
mm-hmm.
and it was sort of a docudrama reenactment of this alleged UFO and non-human encounter that Betty and Barney Hill described in the White Mountains of New Hampshire on September 19th to the 20th of 1961. That's 46 years ago. Well, that TV show so provoked my interest that I read the book that it was based on, An Interrupted Journey by John Fuller. And that book came out first in 1966 in cooperation with Betty and Barney Hill and the Boston psychiatrist you interviewed, Benjamin Simon, M.D., from Boston. Dr. Simon did 11 hypnosis sessions with Betty and Barney beginning on February 22nd, 1964, and ending 4 months later on June 27th, 1964, quite a bit of time had transpired from September of 61. Well, the reason that the Hills asked Dr. Simon for help was Barney's physical and mental suffering and deterioration after that September 1961 encounter. So Dr. Simon began the first two hypnosis sessions with Barney, who was very soft-spoken and repressed. And as a reality check on Barney's fear and panic that cat-eyed, gray-skinned beings had literally captured the couple in the New Hampshire mountains, Dr. Simon also hypnotized Betty. And those hypnosis tapes recorded by Dr. Simon were the heart of a research project by Betty's niece, Kathleen Marden. Kathy compared the separate hypnosis sessions and traveled the route herself from Franconia Ridge, an Indian Head in the White Mountains, to the Hills home in Portsmouth. Kathy also had her own memories of hearing and watching her aunt and uncle talk about the ordeal until Barney's unfortunate and early death in 1969. Betty died in 2004. Kathy asked longtime UFO investigator and nuclear scientist Stanton Friedman to help her create a book that has just been released and is entitled Captured, The Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience, The True Story of the World's First Documented Alien Abduction. And that title comes from Barney's hypnosis as he watched a cat-eyed humanoid through binoculars standing at a backlighted window on this aerial disc that was only about 50 feet in the air. In his mind, Barney was mentally warned not to reach for the gun that he knew was in his pocket. And then Barney felt that he and Betty were going to be captured by the cat-eyed being. Recently, I asked Kathleen what her aunt and uncle consciously remembered from that mountain encounter and asked if I could share with the Coast and Earth Files audiences some excerpts from that original 1964 series of hypnosis sessions with Dr. Benjamin Simon. She agreed. Barney's voice is very soft on these 44-year-old tapes, and in contrast, Betty was so emotional that at points her voice dissolves into sobs and heavy breathing so much you can't understand what she was saying. So I have edited much of that out so that tonight on Coast we can hear the content. We will begin with Kathleen Martin, followed by voices of Betty and Barney Hill from 40-some years ago.